back in Wimberley. Welcome to our post-game show. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. And let's recap the scoring for you here tonight. Wimberley gets on the board first. Gavin Martinez with a 35-yard touchdown reception from JoJo Weeks. That came with 2:11 left to play in the first quarter. Nick Coles' extra point made it Wimberley 7 and Giddings nothing. The Texans then stretched that lead to 14-0 when Wyatt Mann caught an 80-yard pass from JoJo Weeks with 7:37 left to play in the second quarter. Coles' extra point gave Wimberley a 14-0 lead at that point. Giddings answered when Tavion Page went 55 yards on a run to score with 6:50 left to play in the first half. Marco Rossio's extra point made it Wimberley 14 and Giddings 7. Texans, however, quickly answered. Guy Kipperis with a 7-yard run, followed by a Coles extra point with 3:32 remaining in the second quarter. Wimberley led it at that point by a score of 21-7. That, in fact, was the halftime lead here tonight. Texans started the third quarter with a bang. Carruthers with a 1-yard run in for a touchdown with 8:03 left to play in the third period. Coles' kick made it Wimberley 28 and Giddings 7. Page then with an 18-yard pass for Giddings. Tavion Page, he got that from his quarterback Grimm with 4:42 left to play in the third period. Orocio's extra point cut the Wimberley lead to 28-14. But Wimberley put all doubt about whether or not they were going to win the game to rest whenever they scored on a 6-yard Moss Carruthers run. Coles' kick with 3:02 left to play in the third period made it Wimberley 35-14 over Giddings. Coles then, in the fourth quarter, he started the scoring with a 27-yard field goal, his first of the year. That came with 10:14 left in the ballgame, pushing the Wimberley lead to 38-14. And then Carruthers, again, he was named the Jared Robinson player of the game tonight. He had a 72-yard touchdown run with 7:46 left to play, and that stretched the Wimberley lead to 45-14. And then it was just play out the string time, and Giddings was able to score a couple of very late touchdowns. Brandon Mitschke with both touchdowns. He scored on a 4-yard run and a 3-yard run. The 4-yarder came with 2:50 left to play in the game, and the 3-yarder came with 16 seconds left to play in the game. Orocio provided the extra point after both of those, and that is where we stood at the end of the ball game. Wimberley with 45 points, Giddings with 28. That means Wimberley won the ball game. I don't know football, but I know that much, Jared Robinson. And we said it last week, and we'll say it again, and probably we can even emphasize it more this week because Giddings a lot better football team than Lavernia, I believe, but nevertheless, Wimberley came in here and took care of business and clearly showed that they were the superior team here tonight.
Well, there's no doubt whatsoever. I mean, that's we talked about it. The score didn't really reflect what the game was itself. 45-28 ended up being the final. But from a realistic standpoint, 45-21 was really what this game was going to end up being. Late score by the Giddings Buffaloes kind of creeps into it a little bit. But you're exactly right. Hit on a couple points, just things that I noticed. Moss Carruthers had a huge game. We talked about that last week, that JoJo really goes off last week, 352 yards. I'm going to bet Moss was over 200 yards rushing today. A couple touchdowns for him, the big long one, the one-yard touchdown. And JoJo really able to kind of lean on to his running game tonight. And so that's something that we like to see, and hopefully we can see more of as the season continues. Another thing we saw tonight was JoJo using his legs. We saw some big plays off to the right for him, some long scrambles as well. Him, JoJo maybe around 100 yards rushing himself. And then, of course, the defense,
right.
Defense is probably the biggest thing that I noticed that stepped up this week was against a very talented and really a lot of home run hitters, to use a baseball term in a football game.
Sure.
But over there off of the Giddings sideline, I mean, we saw Grimm make some huge plays, Jadarius Johnson, Page, James, a lot of guys over there that can make dynamic plays, but our defense just kind of got them rallied around each other and made it happen and held a high-scoring offense to a great victory tonight.
And another thing also I think that helps the Wimberley defense is that Giddings was – pretty one-dimensional here tonight. The Buffaloes really didn't have any success at all at throwing the ball, and that just played right into the hands of the Wimberley defense. Thanks a lot, Jerry. Good job again.
Absolutely, man. I enjoyed it. Great game tonight. We look forward to more of them as we kind of continue the season with what we're going to continue to probably call what you were going with is this high-flying Texan offense, high points, two games, almost 100 points in two games now, right?
A lot of fun. 49 last week, 45 this week.
Yep.
What do you think? What
pretty
is that,
close.
94?
I'm not good at math. I'll leave that one for you.
How about that? Well, let's go ahead and kiss this one goodnight from Wimberley. Again, our final is Wimberley 45 and Giddings 28. Texans move their record to 2-0 on the season, while Giddings falls to 0-2 on the year. It's been a long time since Giddings has been 0-2. I will bet you that. Our game tonight brought to you by Seton Medical Center Hayes, Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and Wimberley, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, and by State Farm agent Byron Eccles in Wimberley. Remember, we are back on the air next week as Wimberley hosts Lampasas. Airtime is 7:15. That's going to be a 7:30 kick. So hopefully you can join us as well. Thanks again to my partner, Jared Robinson, and to my homie, Miles Blackwell. Shout out to Milesy.
Milesy's not here tonight.
He says he's doing homework. He's skipping the game. He's doing homework on a Friday night. I don't know. There may be a girl involved in that.
I need to investigate that. Miles,
further,
you're not here, man.
What's the deal, Milesy? What's the deal? I'm sure he's listening to every word. I'm quite sure about that. Once again, our final tonight for Wimberley is Wimberley 45 and Giddings 28. Until next Friday, I'm Mike Blackwell. The Wimberley Texans have been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Good night, everybody.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
I was toting my pack along.